in a game the Broncos really needed to have. They got one of their best performances of the season and really spoiled Brock Osweiler's return to the Mile High City. Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer post-game. The Broncos really had a lot of pressure on Brock all night long, and he was never really able to establish any rhythm.
No, and we talk about it all the time. This is a defense that is probably the most prideful, one of the most swagger-filled defensive units in the entire league, and I think that they took, not offense, but I think they took a certain level of interest in seeing Brock come back to the Mile High City. That wide receiver core for the Texans is vaunted. They've got great wideouts in DeAndre Hopkins. Braxton was great. Will Fuller. But the no-fly zone came to play. I mean, you think about T.J. Ward making that great, T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart, I should say, making that great play in the second half to give the Broncos some momentum. All night long, I think the Broncos really gave Brock fits, and it showed in the stat sheet.
I looked up in the fourth quarter, man, before I think that last drive, he had like 70 yards passing. And I just, you know, I just smiled in the inside, you know. So.
Well, anytime you don't get a sack, you're disappointed, but what matters most is that you win. You know, and we won, so, I mean, you know, we did. We won in good fashion.
You know, that's huge, and I feel like our back end is amazing. You know, we have the number one back end in football, so, you know, for them to come out here and shine like they did was tremendous.
And if we come out and play the way Broncos football and everybody in the secondary is on the same page, we're capable of doing this every week, so. We just have got to have another great week of practice like we did last week and keep it rolling.
On the other side of the ball, the Broncos fell behind 6-0 early, but then the Broncos really got their offense going.
Boy, I tell you, C.J. Anderson and Devontae Booker had their best night probably as a tandem this entire season. C.J. Anderson earlier this week telling the media that, you know what, the running game, don't worry about it. We're getting things back on track. This is the week that we establish ourselves and we turn things around, and he was right. He getting into the end zone for the first score of the game. Devontae Booker, first touchdown of his career. Yep. So I think that this was a game-changing, a momentum-changing performance for this running back attack, and I think that this will set the tone here for the next couple of games.
Really, you know, the more carries me and CJ get, the more and more we start heating up, and, you know, we did so tonight. You know, we got to credit our offensive line as well. You know, they're making some big holes out there for us to run through, and, you know, we got good looks out there.
I just think, you know, up front, we played a whole lot better in the backfield. We played a whole lot better, myself and Book making decisions, and our execution, our preparation, we were just excited.
And that's our offense. We got to be able to run the ball, and when we get that going, everything else is open up.
Broncos wanted to play physical football. C.J. Anderson crossed the century mark on the ground tonight, and for the Broncos, they got back in the winning side of things. How important was that for the Broncos?
Oh, I think it's huge. I think when you think about the next couple of games, right? You're at home for San Diego. You go on the road, a very tough Oakland Raiders team. It's never easy to play in the black hole. And then another road game the week after that before the bye against the New Orleans Saints. So I think these next couple of games are really going to be important for the Broncos in order to establish themselves, not only, you know, in the AFC, but in the AFC West. Two big divisional games coming up.
Yeah, the Broncos talked about a sense of focus during practice this week, and it really showed out here on the field tonight. And then they got some unfinished business with San Diego coming up. But the Broncos improved to 5-2 and are tied with the Oakland Raiders atop the AFC West standings. It was a big night for both sides of the football. For Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.